Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, I really get a lot of enjoyment from meeting nice folks who have moved to Poland from other parts of the world. I'm particularly interested in their stories, such as why they moved here, what they like, what they don't like, and really what they miss or they don't miss about their home countries. So today I thought it'd be a good opportunity to answer this frequently asked question myself right here on Love My Poland. For those of you who may not already be aware, I was born in the great state of Alabama. I lived there for 5 years and then moved to Houston, Texas, where I was raised. I moved to Poland from Houston after finishing college when I was 23, so we can say that I've almost lived in Poland as long as I lived in the USA. It's really hard to imagine for me. But living here in wonderful Polska, I do have moments of reflection on my life, and sometimes I have the feeling of sentiment or nostalgia for my native state and my country. On the other hand, though, there are some aspects of living there that I certainly do not miss. So today I want to share 5 things I miss about living in Texas and America and 5 things I don't miss about growing up there. Here we go. Let's start today with a list of the things I miss the most about Texas growing up there. Number one, I miss everything big about Texas. Big roads, big parking lots, big roomy cars. I mean, driving in Poland is no joke. Roads are often narrow, parking is almost always tight, and having a compact car really makes a lot of sense. You have to just kind of get used to that. It makes life easier. Every now and then, you'll see someone driving an imported Hummer or a huge Ford Expedition. These cars look massive on the roads here, and almost a bit silly, I have to say. I've heard polls say that people who buy these big American gas guzzlers have more money than common sense. However, as a kid, we used to carpool with our neighbors to school in their full-size Chevy conversion van. I love that van. For those of you out there that don't know what a conversion van is, you have to Google. Driving around in that van was really like just sitting in your living room, sitting on your living room sofa and just cruising. So comfy and so much space. Number two, another thing I miss is steak. I am a genuine steak lover and I find myself longing for a Texas-sized steak with a buttery baked potato with sour cream and chives. Oh, how I wish there were more restaurants serving such big juicy steaks here in Poland. I've got a feeling though that as the Polish economy continues to grow, as Poland becomes a richer country, we're going to see a wider variety of restaurants with good steaks. So I'm pretty optimistic. Number three, this one might sound funny, but I miss having a multitude of thrift stores or charity shops like Goodwill, which are located throughout the country, not just in Texas. As a teenager, you could find some really good bargains on some nice items. I remember I bought baseball equipment like old gloves, balls, bats. I bought books, used music CDs. You could buy them at a fraction of what they'd cost new. You'd be surprised at what quality items show up in these American thrift shops. Americans really toss out a lot of nice stuff. Number four, and speaking about buying baseball equipment, I miss professional baseball. I am a die-hard Houston Astros fan. As a teenager, we would spend, my friends and I would spend our summer days at the Astrodome and Astroworld. Nowadays, it's Minute Maid Park. Everyone I knew was loyal to the Astros and loved them. And that's something really good memories of going to those games, and I miss that. But I have to tell you that in Poland, baseball's growing. There are more and more teams every year. I'm going to make a video about it in the future, so stay tuned on that one. Number five, you might be surprised to learn that Poland typically in the summer has a rather annoying mosquito problem. This summer was especially difficult with all the rain we got in June and July here. So I desperately miss something called mosquito spray trucks. I'll never forget that buzzing sound at night in those summer nights of that mosquito truck cruising down our suburban streets. I pray that the local governments here around us consider this solution soon. And by the way, a Texas-sized mosquito is a fearsome sight and definitely not something you want to mess with. Texas. Okay, so now let me switch over to some of the things I really don't miss about growing up in Texas. Some of these might surprise you. Number one, I just have to begin with the Houston heat and humidity. For those of you watching right now who have never been to Houston, the minute you step off that plane, the minute you get into the airport and you go outdoors, the humidity hits you. It's like somebody throws a hot, wet blanket over your face. You have to have AC living in Houston. There's no way around it. I remember just walking from my front door in suburbia down to the mailbox. It took me 20, 30 seconds to get there. I had had a shower. I felt fresh and clean. By the time you came back from that mailbox inside, you felt sweaty again. You had that feeling like you had to take a shower. I don't miss that. Number two, staying on the weather right now, as I make this video, Houstonians are gearing up for a nasty hurricane moving into the area. There was a threat there at one time that there was going to be two coming. I have experienced a number of hurricanes in my life, most notably Hurricane Alicia in 1983. I was only 7 years old, but I remember the scenes well. There was mass destruction across the city. My neighbor, who lived across the street, returned to find their house literally divided in two by a huge towering pine tree that was knocked down from that hurricane. I recall my family bunkering down together in the downstairs bathtub as that hurricane passed by. Those were some scary times, and I certainly don't miss them. Number three, I really don't miss brown recluses and black widow spiders at all. I'm not afraid to admit that I am a total arachnophobe. I absolutely despise spiders. I don't miss seeing brown recluses descending down the wall behind my head as I was watching TV. I don't miss going to the garage and taking the kayak from the garage rafters to discover the creepy, giant, black, shiny red hourglass body of a mother black widow spider who had made a nasty, sticky web around the rear seat. No thank you, sayonara. Number four, I do not miss snakes. Three types of snakes in particular. If you want to visit a local creek or river in Texas, you have to keep a constant eye out for the lethal cottonmouth water moccasin snake that loves to sunbathe on rocks and is not afraid at all to take a swim right next to you. Today, I am at the creek side just outside Częstochowa. It's really close to my home. We come here a lot with the family. We barbecue, we walk barefoot in the creek, and it is so refreshing to know there's not a single cottonmouth snake anywhere in sight. I also don't miss the rattling sound of rattlesnakes. I'll never forget my Boy Scout leader taking us through the woods on a camping trip one day. I was 12. He spotted a giant rattler just hanging out on a tree branch above us. He took his machete out. He macheted that snake. With a single chop, it just fell. And I don't miss those deadly copperhead snakes that would slip out of the tall grass while using my lawnmower in the backyard. I cannot tell you how many of those nasty snakes I came across in my lifetime. In Poland, you really only have to worry about one kind of venomous snake, which is the common European adder or the European viper. In all my years in Poland, though, I have yet to actually see one. Thank the Lord. Number four, finally today, as a homeowner in Poland, I don't miss Houston's insanely high property taxes. I recently checked the current tax rate for a home for sale in my old neighborhood of Lakewood Forest in Northwest Houston. I was shocked. For a house about 300 square meters, around 3,000 square feet, the yearly tax hovers around $6,000. We actually live in a similar sized home right here, just outside Częstochowa, and I kid you not, we pay less than $100 of property tax per year. It's nice. Thank you so much for watching, and I want to shout out, give a special thanks to one of my YouTube viewers, MLSZ, for his input in the idea for this episode. It's because of viewers like you that this channel works, so thank you again for your participation. Thank you for your comments. If you have anything to add to this video, write in the comments section. I'd love to see what you have to say. If you have not become a subscriber to my channel, what are you waiting for? Click the subscribe button right here on this log in this creek so you don't miss out on the future episodes. Thank you so much for watching, and see you next time.